Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, the 22nd of January 2020, Chofhei Teves, Rav Yishai Schlesinger Schlitter, on the subject of Emuno.
Getting younger by the day. You're as young as you feel. Shus Hatzibu. Now we're once again in the parshas of Shemois, when Klal Yisrael was more or less created. So we might as well go back to the basics of Klal Yisrael. The Rabbi Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu that he'll take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, he'll save them, he'll take them to Har Sinai, give them the Torah, be idaten, and you will know, ki ani Hashem alekeichem, I'm the Rebbein Shloilom, hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. Not only Klal Yisrael will be free to leave Mitzrayim, but they will know that the Rebbein Shloilom took them out from Mitzrayim. This knowledge that the Rebbein Shloilom was the one who took us out of Mitzrayim is the basic of our emunah. We say b'kiddush, zecher lema'aseh b'reishis. We make kiddush to remember the creation, how the Rebbein Shloilom created the world, and then we say zecher li'yitzias Mitzrayim. One of the two things the Rishonim explain. Zecher lema'aseh b'reishis, the Rebbein Shloilom created the world 6 days, the world was created and was completed by Shabbos. So Shabbos is zecher lema'aseh b'reishis. But emunah, that the Rebbein Shloilom created the world, is just one part of emunah. And this emunah, there used to be at least many goyim who believed that the Rebbein Shloilom created the world. But Klal Yisrael go a step further. Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was the time when Klal Yisrael saw the Yad Hashem. Although they were for hundreds of years in Mitzrayim, and naturally, by being in Mitzrayim such a long time, you become out of touch, and they lost the emunah, the Rebbein Shloilom. So the Rebbein Shloilom prepared Klal Yisrael for Kabbalas HaToiro. And the preparation was that by the time when they come to Kabbalas HaToiro, we aminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdoi. They have a clear emunah, crystal clear, that the Rebbein Shloilom not only created the world, but he masters the world. A person can't move a finger in this world before it's been agreed b'Shamayim. Whatever happens here is a result of the Rotzen Hashem b'Shamayim. And for this they needed 12 makas. 10 makas, 12 months, every maka, another shir in emunah b'Hashem. It came to dam. The same glass was water for a yid, and it was dam for a mitzri. Then all the makas, they knew exactly the borderline, where is Eretz Goshen, who is a yid, and who is a goy. Came to Borod. Not only Klal Yisrael, but whoever had Yori as Dvar Hashem, he was afraid and realized the Rebbein Shloilom, his cattle were saved. Those who didn't have Yerushalayim, he didn't take his cattle into the houses, were not saved. So the soul exactly how the Rebbein Shloilom masters the world. There's a very interesting word in the Biskerov on board. We think of those who took the cattle and the sheep into the houses, the cattle and sheep were saved. Because there was a terrible board. Wow. So the Biskerov said, what does it mean that the houses were built with iron roofs? I still remember once that soul, they had a board as big, I can't tell you. Mamish. Big pieces, all the duchemes, many duchemes got broken from the board, so a board could be very powerful. So, once the cattle went into the house, it was mamish, every roof was so powerful and so strong, that didn't get through the borod of the Muscov Neinu. The borod only came where there were no houses. Wherever there were houses, it didn't come. It didn't touch anywhere where houses were there. He's medayek for the Psukim Azoi, that the borod was exactly on the soda, on open air, it came down. Wherever it was open air, it was a bias, it didn't come down. So Rabbi Simonik Diskin added that he had a kasha. Abisha said, all the Mitzrayim should bring all the cattle, all the sheep in the houses. Why did they have so many houses? You know, we come to Pesach and we got a few guests, we haven't got just about place for them. It's a problem. So overnight, everyone can bring their cattle in the house. Where? So after no, according to the Briskov, for Shay to Shay. It says, Alocha, that Lovud, anything with less than 3 tvachim, you make a line, and another line of 2.5 tvachim, it becomes Lovud. It's like a roof. So they put a piece of string on the field, and another piece of string within 2.5 tvachim, and it became a bais. It's a bais, no board. It could be open, but the board didn't come. This is how it worked. Aber Achleufen, the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim brought such a powerful emunah. Let's say last expression. Paroi saw with the Gunu Shaloi that the helper of Klal Yisrael is just about to be born. And he got very nervous. Moshiach Shal Yisrael is going to be born. So first, he made a gzera and he called in Shufro, poor Miam and Yechevet, told them, any Yiddish child who is born, make sure won't be alive. It didn't help. There's a very interesting word of Shufro, poor. Years ago, I thought about Stapelet Gesach. Shufro, poor, and Rashi, they were very nice ladies. They calm down the child. They cream the child, the little baby, Shufro, Meshaperes Shablab, Pur, Mefapas Shablab. They were very nice kindergarten teachers. But we are speaking about great people who were Moise Nefesh himself and did not listen to Paroi and endangered their life. So, the mind of Gemine, if Meshaperes Abdad, Mefapas Abdad, they were nice to the babies. It's been great tzaddikim, great tzaddikos, who were ready to sacrifice their life in order to save Klal Yisrael. Shufro, who are we speaking about? The Teretz says, you don't become a tzaddik or a Moshe Nefesh or Klal Yisrael without caring for every yid in every little detail. A person who can cause pain to another Yid will never become a Moshe Nefesh for Yid. If someone wants to become a Moshe Nefesh, he's going to start with the very small things. Never cause pain to a Yid. Try to help every baby, every child, whenever you can. You're going to be kind to every Yid. Then you grow till you come to become people who are Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Avad was mir mein Chavet, mit der gewaltigen Mysterious Nefesh. But it started off by Shufro and Pur. They were kind to every baby. They couldn't see a little Yiddish baby crying. And they couldn't see a child was not nice. They made him nice. By being kind to a Yid, you steig and become Miriam and Yechevet, who are Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Great Shtablonim, great Askonim, had time for every Yid. In every little detail. Although they were busy with gewaltige Sachen of Klal Yisrael, and never overseen, never oversaw little things of Klal Yisrael. Halkoloifen! Pach was nervous. The boy in Shaloilom. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be born and Klal will be saved. So he made a decree. Nay, every Yid didn't help. So he made another gzera that all the boys of Mitzrayim who are born into the water. So, more or less, Paroi felt himself assured that Moshe Rabbeinu will not go through all these gzeiros and he will not be alive. What happened? Under his table, under Paroi's table, under his feet, little Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in his palace. He was still busy taking information from all of Mitzrayim. What's happening with the boy? What's happening to him? What's happening to her? The Eibush Kikok. Says the boy Nishin Loilom. Moshe Rabin is your grandchild, your daughter's son. And he grew up within your palace. The Rabbi Shloim masters the world in a gewaltige Eufen. Abgedekar, when Klavis on left Mitzrayim, so the Eibush to the Koyam Hashem, so Chatum Lechesim Lereich, Havas Kludesayich, Lechtich, Acherei, Bamidbo, Be'eretz, Loi, Zoruo. From being hundreds of years in Mitzrayim, from being so far from Yiddishkeit, so far from Emunah, they came to a Madrige that they left Mitzrayim, 600,000 Gvorim, children, and they left Mitzrayim with Emunah Hashem. We are not worried what we're going to eat, we're going to a Midbar. They didn't take anything with them, only the Shiraim of the Matzahs. The Emunah was so immense and so strong after what they saw. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zicher le meise bereishis on one hand, aber zicher le Yitzias Mitzrayim. We live with the Munna. Last week, someone sent me a text. They're going through a hard time. And she writes in the text, although I know the Eibishter masters the world, but my Munna is not so strong. And I need chizuk. I wrote the back, listen. Emunah B'toch is not only what we believe and we have B'tochen. Emunah B'toch is a fact. The Rabbi Yishlun masters the world. That's it. Full stop. The more we believe in it, the more we are machazir ourselves in the fact which is there anyway. We have the promise of the Pasuk. But we don't do the Emunah B'toch. The Emunah B'toch is a fact. The Buyre Oilom, who Buyre Umanhi, the creator of the world and masters the world. Whatever happens, I had a very interesting story yesterday. We were a committee for preservation of Jewish cemeteries in Europe, as you know, CPJCE. And for the last 2 years, we have a very big problem in Mantova, Italy. It's a very old little town, little city. And then Amuridig Besachaim there from the time the Ramami Pano is there, Ruisa Mukobodin, Ruisa Tzadikim. And this little town received a lot of money from the European Commission to renovate the town. And part of the renovation was the plan that they want the Chelik, part of the Besachaim, to put in their plan, whatever. Well, since then, we are fighting with them. We are trying to do whatever we can. We got someone who helps us, and he is a chosid of Rabbi Morgenstern, who is a local, you all know, he's a local. Who is a rabbi, who is a makubel. And he called me up, a colleague of mine who is working with the committee, and he told me, I spoke to my rabbi about Montova, and my rabbi said, we should make a contact with the king of Morocco. Don't laugh. The king of Morocco, he'll help us. So I told him, you are Meshika, I am Meshika. How did the king of Morocco come going to help us? With Mount Tabor in Italy, I don't know what you're talking about. So I don't know. He's my rabbi for 20 years. I ask him, he tells me, and it works. So okay, go ahead, speak to the king of Morocco. So I said, how am I going to speak to the king of Morocco? So I don't know, ask your rabbi, I don't know. In Bekitzer, 2 months later, he calls me up, this was about 6 months ago, 2 months later he calls me up, he found out that this little village, Montova, UNESCO International are very, very involved in it. Sure. And the chair lady of UNESCO International is called a Mrs. And he found out that her father is a personal advisor of the king of Morocco. First of all, we tried to write to her, maybe she will help us, because they're very powerful in Montauban, because most heritage parts are mamash under their guide, they finance it. She didn't want to help. So she thought maybe we got to contact the Mr. Azoulay of Morocco, he should speak to the king. I don't know what. So we left it there. Yesterday he called me up, all excited. So what happened? I went to visit my brother, and when I was with my brother, I phoned up one of our colleagues and spoke about Mrs. Azoulay, that she is chair lady of UNESCO, and she doesn't want to help, and we don't know what to do. And as he was speaking on the phone, they had a guest, his brother had a guest called Rabbi Fuchs from Netz Israel. I'm a Kumbel, I don't know who it is. Reb Chaim Fuchs. After he puts on the phone, Reb Chaim Fuchs tells me, you know, I listened to your phone call about this Mrs. Azoulay. I'm very friendly with the chief rabbi of Morocco, Rabbi Pinto. And this Rabbi Pinto is very friendly with the king. I called up Rabbi Pinto to speak to the king. He should speak to his advisor. His advisor should speak to his daughter. They should help us. Can he make more halacha parties? He makes the phone call and Rabbi Fuchs. Rabbi Fuchs called him up. So he's got the number of Mr. Azoulay of Morocco. He's got the number of Rabbi Pinto. And he's got the number of the second secretary of the king. What's going to work out, I don't know. But Zichra Hashgoche Proti is, it's unbelievable. And the older we get, Baruch Hashem, the Ibshtel writer, we see Hashgoche Proti is in a special and unique way. And this is the result of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'kachti Eschem Bli Le'om, Dr. the Ibshtel, I'll take you as a nation. V'yisi Lechem Le'kim, I'll be your Rabbi Nishloilom. V'idatem, and you will know, Ke'ani Hashem Elekechem, Hamuitzi Eschem Metachas Sibli Mitzrayim. And we say it every day in Kriya Shema. Ani Hashem Elekechem, Asher Yitzisi Eschem Mitzrayim, Liyos Lechem Le'lekim. The Rabbi Nishloilom masters the world. We go through Golas for so many years. I had a gewaltig story, this is believe me, last week. I was in Antwerp for a chasne. My sister, Chippy, my sister, made a chasne einiki. And where? Rabbi Katz. Choshev of Mechutin, Rabbi Katz. And my nephew is also a Choshev Ingeman, a fine chasne. The whole family, B'nei Teure. And then comes a lady. Elderly lady comes to me and says, pity your father didn't come to the chasana. He couldn't come because Thursday, Friday he didn't want to come back, and Shabbos he didn't want to stay, so he didn't go to the chasana. Because I'm a daughter of Mr. Kind, used to be a builder. And I know he helped your father very lot, he was very familiar with your family, and I wanted to meet your father. And ich stehe da drüben schon mit Mr. Kind. After the war, a builder, a poshte yid, Eniklach, such a family, and a brinish loilov, Talmid HaChachomim, Bnei Teuro. What's happening? Hashgoche Proti is. After the war, we felt it and we saw it. Every second person, I knew many people, became millionaires, met in Batlonim, but didn't know what the penny means. Pound, shilling, and pencil at that time. It's unbelievable. People who went through all kinds of misyonos, Harry Stern, 6 years by going. Just imagine today we have a young boy of 11, 6 years by going, and Bli Anora, a family flourishing. Hashgoche Proti. We live and we see it. This is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. In such a way that Klal Yisrael came to Madrigo Ve'aminu Vashem over Moshe Abdoi, that Emunah Vashem. My Tata Zayin Gesund talked to new great people, the Chaznish, the Briskerov. We can't imagine what it means, what it meant Emunah by these people. After I thought about it, I said Tachnu, and I say, ואנחנו לא נדע מה נעשה. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. כי אלכו איננו. We are בתוכן in you, Hashem. So why should we do? What should we do? It's the Rebbe Shalom anyway. ואנחנו לא נדע מה נעשה. And the Chazdish writes in the letter, אני שונו ההשתדלוס. I hate השתדלוס. ובפרט שאין תוילוסון ברורו. It's not even crystal clear that whatever I do is a gewaltige meile. Maybe it's a chesoron. Someone is mevat kashir, he runs to appoint with the bank manager and it would be better, he wouldn't have gone. Many, many things in Ishtablis is the same. There's only one thing which is sicher. Teure um mitzvahs. Tassoro ma morish nivru ho'ilum steht in Pirkovas. The Rebbeinu created the world with the words of Teure. And not only he created it with the words of Teure, but he masters it with the Teure. אני מאמין במון שלימו, שהבוי רזבוי, גוי מול טוי ושוימו למצווי סוף. Before we go to the office, we see a capital to heal him. Before we start the day, we go to the Torah way. This is what does and changes the day. The Eibush that masters the world, so Torah ha-kdoi sho. That is why, V'yidat ani Hashem nekechem, is ba'v'lokachti, the fourth loshon shel geula. Velokachti is Kabbalas HaToyro. It's getting short. I wanted to tell you a story which I heard in Antwerp. And I feel obliged to say this story wherever I can. Someone told me that he spoke with a Melamed in Yerushalayim. Nothing to do directly. Everything is connected to Emunah. But this story is not directly connected. There was a Melamed, Rabbi Freund it was called, and he had the highest class of cheder before the boys went to yeshiva. He had a minute, the final day of the final year, he used to take the boys to the chaznish for a broche before they go to yeshiva. And he had the one boy which was such a mischief, Yiferach. Mamish Din, he couldn't sit for 5 minutes, he was jumping. So he had a machshava, maybe I won't even take him to the chaznish. He'd make bezyonis by the chaznish. Then he decided, no, I'm not going to take away from the child this gewaltige opportunity, I'll take him. He took him to the chaznish with the whole class, and attacked him, but he wasn't quiet. He jumped to him, he jumped to him. When they left, chaznish tells the melamed, calls him back, you know, you have one boy who is very restless, you know? So I don't know. And how I know? I went in for a year now. It's impossible. So I said, please bring it to me when you have a chance. Okay. Next day, he goes with the child to the chaznish. Chaznish zokt him to Melamed, you can go home, leave him here. This is the end, what the Melamed, the teacher, heard about it because the boy went to yeshiva. He didn't hear about it. Sure. Full stop. 3 years later, the Melamed walks into Ponovitch Yeshiva. Ponovitch. And he sees a young boy, a young bocher, on a chair. Everyone carries him up and dances around him. He asks, what's happening? This boy had a hair, 500 blood gemora rashi toisvis. And he looks! It's this boy who was so restless, he couldn't understand. 3 years later, 500 blood, he couldn't open the Gemara. He didn't have patience to sit down a minute. So he decided, first of all, he got to tell the Chaznish what happened to the boy. He went to the Chaznish, of the Rebbe, the boy which I brought to you 3 years ago is a Mitzuyim today. Chaznish smiles. Let me tell you what happened. You left the child here, believe me, I didn't say a word to the child. Just ask him a toive, please. I've got a shvera toisvus. Could we learn together the toisvus? And the child said, Rebbe, I don't know toisvus, I don't know Gemara, I don't know Rashi, I don't know what talking about. The basically answer nice. Maybe we'll do it together. And we sat down for a few hours. We learned the Gemara, the Rashi, the toisvus. And I made sure he understood every kasha, every teretz, every raya, every diuk of toisvus. And the choice of him was crystal clear. Then I told him, call to, ge gesundheit. as he left the door, I heard him saying, oh, so I've got a capability to know a Tosfos. Ah. And this is what made the 500 blood. We've got children today who don't feel they have the capability, who have the koiches to be able to learn. If we would convince them, if we would show them, instead of making a fahar and make sure the children do not know, we make a fahar to make sure the children do know. Because the more today, especially today, there's a lack of emunah in a person, in himself. He feels, I'm a lost case anyway, so why should I try? Show them what they can. And I had another story, which is not exactly the same problem, but a different problem. So when the Yidrach Baron Gronachowski, when I go on Oilam, Ailu, one of the Shabina Rosh Hashivas, I'm with Sabbath Kishna. And someone came to him and told him he was unique in Benod Mechaveiro. His mamash, goyness in Benod Mechaveiro. See, once he was there on Shabbos afternoon, and a Yid came to him, and by mistake, the Yid never rang the bell, the Torahs. And he didn't know what to do, he didn't walk open the door because the person would feel bad. So he waited a few minutes, then the person started to knock on the door. So he ran up, put on his pajamas, and came down, opened the door. I waited a long time. They each think that he was sleeping when he opened the bell. He was unbelievable. So they called over someone. The Amlama told him, what a child, rested, loving him to the end, missed sheep, I can't explain you. So they sent him to me. So, met him once, met him twice, and third time he told him, no, I want to make a deal with you. Every week I'm going to give you three kashas on the Gemara of the week in the Cheder. And anyone who answers the kasha, you will give him a matonah. He'll give a present, I'll pay for it, I'll give you the presents. Within a few weeks, the child became a psalmensh in class. He brings shilas, he gives matonas. Ooh, I'm a mensh. And he became the best child in class. Because he felt as a mensh. We have to make sure the young generation feel they are menschen and feel they have the capability. So the Eibush to help them. Ve'amin Hashem v'moisha avdoi. Emune, emune, emune b'Hashem. It's there anyway. The fact is anyway there. Let's join. Let's join the Metzias. Let's join the facts. And by having a Muna, the Eibush to help them. Mishus a Muna el Mezuicha zayin. Be a little tzedek. Be the Besapira. And everyone should have the Yeshua they need. Bimheiro v'yameinu omi. Amen. Thank you very much.